You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, you must never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. And this article that the Lion of MGTOW put in his community tab is the perfect storm of it. Boy, I told you, ladies, I was going to come back guns a-blazing with this one. Now, this article was published on the 4th of December. Meet a single mom and adjunct professor with, get this, gentlemen, $430,000 in student loan debt. Quote, unquote, I'm in a hole that I'm never going to get out of. Gentlemen, cue up your world's smallest violin. I'm just going to outright say it. I don't give a rat's ass. Why? Because in the end, these are the decisions that you made, and these are the outcomes of said decisions. Maria, 48, has $430,000 in student loan debt from advanced degrees she regrets pursuing. She had a goal to become a full-time university professor and believed a PhD would get her there. But a layoff and medical bills for her daughter's cancer treatment caused her debt to surge. Oh, of course, gentlemen, they want to try to pull at every heartstring that you have. Unfortunately, the majority of men in this space, no, our hearts tend to be pretty ice cold. Maria had a goal to teach at a university full time. Today, she, quote unquote, absolutely regrets pursuing that goal. While Maria's undergraduate education, which she completed in 2001, has funded through multiple scholarships and Pell Grants, she knew more advanced degrees would give her a leg up in university teaching, especially as a woman in the industry. Oh, they're going for the gusto with this one. So she pursued a master's degree and a PhD, the latter of which took 7 years to complete. It was not a decision she took lightly, and at the time, she believed the commitment would be worth it. Maria, who requested her last name be withheld for privacy reasons, extensively researched the program and its statistics for employment and post-graduation looking promising. Looked promising. All that glitters is not gold. However, she was unable to land a full-time university job after graduation in 2014 and found herself unable to afford her student loan payments. Oh boy, boy, gentlemen. I'm a PhD. Oh, see, that goes across all lines when it comes to women. And trust and believe, gentlemen, these women out here are struggling. Oh, gentlemen, this is the type of woman that screams red flags. Now, at 48 years old, Maria's student loan balance is $430,000, all from her advanced degrees per documents received by Insider. I'll probably be paying it off for the rest of my life. No shit, Sherlock. We have Captain Obvious here. She told Insider, I hate to say it this way, and it's morbid, but I'll probably die still owing student loan debt. At 48, which is going to be passed on to your daughter. It's been no easy road for Maria since she attained her degrees. At the end of 2015, Maria lost her first job in human resources. Oh, gentlemen, I hope you guys are really playing that world's smallest violin. And could not make payments to her student debt. In 2018, her daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, and a large portion of her income went to that medical treatment, causing her to defer her loans while interest on them continued to grow. As a full-time human resources representative and part-time adjunct professor in Michigan, Maria now makes a five-figure salary while supporting her 15-year-old daughter on her own with minimal child support from the father. She doesn't see a future that doesn't include student loan debt. Now, what is one thing that is not mentioned? It is not mentioned whether or not her and her child's father were actually married. I'm just saying, something sounds a wee bit amiss. She's 48. Her daughter is 15. I don't know, gentlemen. Sounds like this could have been a praying mantis move. What do you think? Anywho, quote unquote, it's like I'm in a hole, Maria said. I'm in a hole that I'm never going to get out of. If Maria could have a do-over, she would never have gotten her PhD. Although she was preparing herself as best as she could for the financial toll it would take, there was no way she could have anticipated a layoff or the medical bills for her daughter. Boo freaking who? You know what that's called? Not looking further down the line. I'm going to go ahead and stop right here because it goes through more of the same blah, blah, blah. I'm strong, independent, don't need no man, but I need Big Daddy government to, you know, wipe this debt away. No. Nope. See, why aren't men forming up like Voltron and trying to get those child support payments lowered? It's ironic that we have a government that's trying to wipe away student loan debt because it's affecting women. But yet, child support, oh, we can't have that. We're going to hunt you to the ends of the earth as a man if you owe child support. Come on now, gentlemen. Come on. But all in all, this woman knows that there is no way out for her. 48, $430,000 in student loan debt, single mother. Oh, she's done-ski. She is done. D-U-N, done. No man in his right mind is going to take on this woman. Nope. She's already aged out. End of. So, yeah. But guess what? Guess what? More and more women are falling victim to this ultimate pyramid scam called college. Oh, I want to go ahead and get me a degree and all that just because I want to prove that I don't need no man. Okay, cool. That sounds good. That sounds wonderful. But then guess what? When shit goes bad, you go running right back to the same men that you wouldn't piss on or put out if they were on fire. usually on the sneak tip. And also, you got to go back to Big Daddy government. The same group of men you want to be independent of, you turn right around and say, hey, we need your taxpayer dollars. Get the hell out of here. But, gentlemen, as I previously stated, never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. Any woman that's going to college in this day and age and still racking up student loan debt, you deserve what the fuck you get. There's no way in hell you cannot tell me that the information as to why college is a bad idea isn't online. You can't tell me. You cannot convince me. Just like the guys who still want to get married despite all the information that's out here saying that marriage is a bad move for them. Oh, I still want to get married. I still want to hold out hope. Okay, you get exactly what the fuck you deserve in the end. On both sides. But read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and thinking that you're going to get free of your student loan debts will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more men are paying less in tax. Why? Because we're working less. Why? Because the majority of us see no value in trying to raise a family. Yeah. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I